You and I, we are on a journey. We're going somewhere. We're going somewhere. You ever think about that? Where are you going? Where are you going and how are you going to get there? We hear in the second reading tonight from St. Paul's letter to the Corinthians a line that I pull out. For we walk by faith and not by sight. We're on a journey going somewhere, and this journey is one of faith. And I would say to you, you are going to, I hope and pray, you recognize your destiny as the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God. And we walk by faith. Now that kingdom of God is already present here. You know, the kingdom of God is present in the world. Jesus came to establish the kingdom. And you and I, we're supposed to be part of it. We're supposed to be in it. It's supposed to be in us. But it has to grow. It has to grow. It has to be nourished. And as we walk on this journey towards our end, towards our destiny, we are called to be growing, growing interiorly, and then growing the kingdom of God in our family, in our community, in this very church. And how is it that we grow? We walk by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. And so we are here tonight. We are here to exercise our faith. We are here to be nourished. We are here to allow God to dwell in us and to grow us. I hope that's why you're here. I hope you can see that on some level, that this is part of your journey, part of your walk. St. Paul talks about his walk in that second reading, talks about the courage it takes. We are always courageous. Although we know that while we are at home in the body, while we are at home in this body, we are away from the Lord. And we're walking towards God. Yes, God is already present to us, but there is this fullness of God's presence that we're journeying toward. And we walk on that journey by faith and not by sight. And we are courageous, he says. Now, Paul, speaking maybe for himself, maybe he's speaking for you too. I don't know. He says, we would rather leave this body and go on and go home and be with the Lord. For whether we are at home or away, we must appear before the judgment seat of Christ so that each one of us will receive recompense according to what he did in the body. Whether good or evil. And so we're here to nourish that good. We're here to nourish the kingdom of God in us, that it would grow, that it would sprout, that it would come to its fullness. And how do we do that? How do we do that? I'm going to give a new sermon tonight, but I'm also going to kind of give a part two to last week. Anybody remember what I talked about last week? And it always hurts my ego a little bit when I ask people, you know, the sermon last week was so good, Father Mike. What was it about? It was, let's change the subject, you know? Last week was Corpus Christi Sunday, and we talked about Jesus, the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus being present in the most blessed sacrament of the Eucharist. And I told a little story about the Alzheimer patients who had that experience of witnessing to her husband. This week we're going to continue looking at being nourished by the Eucharist, being nourished by the Word of God. And all of these things are going to happen tonight during the Mass. The first thing that we're going to do, and we've already done this, we're going to publicly acknowledge that we are sinners and we are going to ask for God's mercy. Remember we did that a few minutes ago? Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Then we're going to allow, or we're going to be exposed to the proclaimed word of God. The prophet Ezekiel was read for us in St. Paul's letter to the Corinthians in the gospel according to Mark. And that word should go out to us, so the public reading of Scripture. And then, we haven't done this yet, but in a few minutes we're going to stand publicly and we're going to profess our common faith in Christ. And we should look around and see believers, and we should be built up by our common faith. Now, the most important thing, however, and the thing I really want to focus my attention on tonight is that we are going to participate in the Last Supper and the events of Calvary. We're going to participate in the Holy Eucharist. We are going to make our sacrifice to God. And the sacrifice that we're going to make tonight to God is one of praise and thanksgiving through Jesus Christ to the Father, empowered by the Holy Spirit. And God comes to be present to us in the events of the Last Supper. This is not another Eucharistic meal. This is not another sacrifice. This is the same sacrifice. And you know, we walk in that. This is part of our journey, and we walk by what? We walk by faith and not by sight. So it is an exercise of our faith to participate in this Eucharist. It should stretch our faith and grow our faith and nourish our faith. And walked or nourished and stretched and grow, we take that faith out into the world to build up this kingdom that's in seed form, that should be growing in you and growing in me. So the Eucharist, the nourishment that God wants to give us in the bread, there are a few things that we need to do to prepare ourselves for our encounter with God tonight. And the first and the most important thing that we need to do is we need to believe. We need to have faith. Hearts open to God's truth. You know, faith is a gift. Faith is a gift that God wants to give us. Faith is a gift that is poured into us. Faith is a gift that we receive with a heart open to God's presence. Is your heart open? There is, like, if you will, a latch inside of us that has to be opened. And so we seek God's truth to be poured into us. Faith, a gift. And what is our faith then? During Jesus Christ's public ministry, he declared himself to be the bread of life. He said he was the true bread come down from heaven. He said, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Again, getting back to that Last Supper, getting back to the words of Jesus, this is my body. That is our faith. And there were those who experienced that reality of Jesus preaching that truth during their lifetime, and they walked away. They walked away. They said, it's too much. I don't believe it. What about you? This is our faith. There was a situation in the early church, in the early church, and there was a bishop who was celebrating Holy Mass, and that bishop's name is Paul. And you know what we call him now? We call him St. Paul now. And he reflected on one of his sermons that he gave, or one of the events that he had at a mass like our gathering tonight. And he wrote this, reflecting on the experiences of his time with these people in Corinth in Greece. And I'm just quoting right from the Bible now. I am speaking to you as sensible people. Judge for yourself what I am saying. The cup of blessing that we bless, is it not a participation in the blood of Christ? The bread that we break, is it not a participation in the body of Christ? And so that is our faith, that the body and blood of Christ are made present to us to nourish us. And that nourishment strengthens us. In a few minutes from now, Deacon Eddie and I are going to stand in front of this church and we're going to have a dialogue with the people that come forward. And the dialogue is going to be this. We're going to hold the host up and we're going to say, the body of Christ. We're making a statement of fact and a statement of faith, the body of Christ. And what will you say? And what does that mean? So be it. I believe it. It is true. It's an affirmation of our faith. It's an exercise of our faith. It is a statement of faith. I believe. And if you don't believe, don't receive. Again, the first requisite of our encounter with Christ in the Holy Eucharist is that we're believers. You know, and I am not denying the reality that our faith can be a struggle, that we have to go back and reassess and pray for growth in faith. Say, Lord, I believe, heal my unbelief, as I talked about a little bit last week. So the first thing that we need to do to exercise our faith and to grow our faith is we need to make this act of belief, to open that latch inside of us, to let God's truth be poured into us. And the second thing that we need to do is we need to be a people of repentance. You know what repentance is? It's the journey. We walk by faith and not by sight. It is a journey of repentance. It's a journey back to the Father. It's a journey from who we were to who we want to become. It's this journey of repentance and a step along our path of repentance. Our regular recurring element of our life of repentance is sacramental confession. That we have to be men and women that go to confession, that take time to examine our lives and recognize those areas in our lives that need to be rooted out and transformed and changed. And God gives us the gift of the sacrament of reconciliation. And I'm going to quote you again from that bishop, St. Paul. Same letter to the Corinthians, just a little further down. Speaking about people in the Eucharist, and he says, a person should examine himself. What do we call that in the church today? A person should examine himself. I said this a few weeks ago. I said, he's not talking about the dermatologist looking for blemishes on your skin. A person should examine himself, examine his or her heart. And then Paul goes on to say, and so eat the bread and drink the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body, and he's talking about the body of Christ there, eats and drinks judgment or condemnation on himself. So we examine our lives and we examine our faith. And sometimes we do that examination and we know we need to go to confession and we should go to confession. And if we've been away from the church or we've made a habit out of skipping Mass or we don't come to Mass every Sunday, we should go to reconciliation before we receive Holy Communion. You want Holy Communion to be fruitful in your life? You have to be disposed. You have to be prepared to receive Holy Communion. And sacramental reconciliation and Holy Communion, they go together in the life of faith like gasoline and oil go into the engine of your car. Both are necessary for it to operate and run. So, my brothers and sisters, we have to believe and we have to be a people on a journey of repentance, walking by faith and not by sight. What's the third element we need to nourish that kingdom of God in us? We need to be at peace. Anybody here holding a grudge? Anybody here got hatred in their heart right now? That's got to go. When you come forward to receive Holy Communion, hatred and grudges and discontent or a desire for revenge, those things have no place in communion with Almighty God. Jesus, who hung on the cross being crucified and looked out at the crowd and said, Father, forgive them. You know, I know that's a tall order for me and you, but that's what we're called to. We're called to be a people of peace, a people of forgiveness. And you know, when I talked a few minutes ago about saying the amen, something else that we're going to do in a few minutes that the church programs into our worship is we're going to wish each other peace, aren't we? And now I'm not asking you to walk around and shake every person in the church's hand. That's not what this is about at all. It's about having a disposition of peace, about being a peaceful person, at peace. The Bible talks about this reality. Don't tell me you love God who you cannot see if you hate your neighbor who you can see. Now, we might be aggravated with, we might be disappointed in, we might be hurt by, but God still calls us to love. And that's an act of the will. It's a decision we make. And so in communion with Almighty God, I've had people tell me when they've come to Mass and their peace is gone, their disposition is not right, they say, you know, Father Mike, I just couldn't receive communion today. I just wasn't at peace. I couldn't say my amen. I could not receive. And so they waited. They knew it wasn't going to nourish them. They knew it was a countersign to their communion with church, with Christ. And they waited. And they went to reconciliation. And they came the next week. So we need to believe. We need to be at peace. We need to be in a state of repentance, journeying by faith. And the fourth thing we need is we need to be fasting. How long are we supposed to fast before we receive Holy Communion? Before we receive the nourishment of God? 6 hours, 8 hours, 12 hours, how long? 1 hour. I tell people, that means you just can't be eating in the parking lot, okay? And if I preach a little longer, you even could eat in the parking lot, you know? But I won't do that, I promise. But I do understand this too. I do understand this, that sometimes people have a dry throat or they have, you know, a dry mouth and they need something I mentioned earlier in the day about people chewing gum at Mass, and someone sent me an email saying, you know, that they had a condition where they had a dry throat and they had surgeries and this and that. Medicine or things for medical purposes, that's totally separate animal. I'm talking about just chewing gum for the fun of it or eating candy. No, we cut that off. 1 hour, that's not too much to ask. Because we are in the habit of thinking that we're going to satisfy every need of our life by putting something in our mouth. And God says, no. 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 Let me nourish your spirit. Recognize that man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. So, one little tiny hour, just a deliberate decision to say, no, I'm not going to eat that, or no, I'm not going to drink that, or no, I'm going to wait till after church for that. Right? And then we are disposed to receive the bread of life. And so we fast. And so we fast, and then we feast on God the Word. And the last thing, my brothers and sisters, that I'll mention today, as we dispose ourselves to receive God's word, as we dispose ourselves for the kingdom to grow in us, I mentioned this earlier, we must be humble. Anybody here need to grow? Anybody here besides me need to be transformed? Anybody here besides me need to be changed by the power of God? See, we come with that disposition and we let God change and transform and grow us. We say this, and again, the church has programmed this into our worship. Lord, I am not worthy to receive you. And guess what? You're not, okay? You're really not. But God stoops down to meet you where you're at, to lift you up. Now, yes, there are things that we are supposed to do. We need to be in a state of grace. We don't need to be conscious of any grave or serious sin before we go to reconciliation. But regardless, we are not worthy for communion with the God of heaven. But God comes to us, so we make an act of humility. And we do this by saying those words, Lord, I am not worthy to receive you. But we also do it as we're coming up in the communion line. When we're second in line, not right when we're standing in front of the priest, but when we're second in line, we take a moment and we make a physical act of humility. A little bow of submission to God. And we do that, and that should be in us. Lord, I'm not worthy, but you come to me to strengthen me. Yes, Lord, I need to be changed. I need to be transformed. I need to be made whole. I'm here walking by faith, Lord. Nourish me on my journey. Again, I mentioned last week how polls show that more and more Catholics are abandoning the faith in the Holy Eucharist. And we abandon our faith in the Eucharist because I think we're not properly disposed, because we don't treat this church as a sanctuary, as a holy place, that we don't prepare ourselves for our encounter with God. The more prepared we are for our encounter with God, the more likely we will be disposed to open our hearts to faith. My brothers and sisters, we walk by faith and not by sight. And we are here today, that seed of faith, the seed of the kingdom, God plants in us for it to grow, and for it to grow and for us to take it out into the world. So you are here to be nourished, to be strengthened, to be consoled, to be affirmed, to be a part of a family, a community. But we have to ready ourselves. We have to prepare ourselves by faith, by repentance, by fasting, by humility. We have to be prepared to receive the God present to us in the Holy Eucharist.